Found a Bible in my car today. Picked it up and I felt something. Preacher been handling this thing. Boy, didn't he preach last night. I don't see how anybody can read this, though. Can you read it? It's just lines, just full of lines. Probably he sees them as words. Or maybe he just carries it to look like he's a preacher. That's probably it. We had a good time last night. Listen, we're in revival, and everything that happens in revival is happening, so it's a good sign. If people tell you they're coming and don't show up, I can't come, but I'll tell you, it's another good sign that people that do tune in or come to it and hear the preaching, they say, you know, something touched me, something got a hold of me. Young man came by today that was here last night, and he said, you know what, that was some good preaching last night. Levi that was here, our bicycle boy, you know, and that's something for him to say that. Praise God. And he brought another young person and said, you should have heard that preaching last night. And he talked to this other person. That other person said, I'll be there Sunday. And so, who knows? It could be Levi that is the spark for this revival we're about to have. You just don't know. And I've been hearing all kinds of things happening. You know, it just makes me rejoice inside because I know that God is stirring up something. And no particular episode is the end of the story. We're just going from line to line, precept to precept, here a little, there a little, higher and higher. And I can hardly wait to see what God is going to do. I'm so glad to have our preacher with us tonight. We want to turn him loose. I know he's sitting over there just wanting to go, and I'm holding him back. So everybody say, God bless Brother Shane West.
Come on, put those hands together. Why don't we stand to our feet and give God the best hand clap of praise we could give on a Friday night. Come on, somebody. Amen, amen, amen. I feel the touch of heaven, feel the presence of the Lord. Praise God. We greet you in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. You may be seated in that lovely name. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, church family. We honor this good man of God. Thank you for the hospitality and all of the support and just everything that's been done to allow me to come and be with this congregation and see all that God's doing. I'm so excited about the coming days, and I believe 2007 is going to be the greatest year for the church that we have ever witnessed. And I just believe in abundance and an abundant life, and I'm excited about y'all's vision. Amen. And taking this community for the name of the Lord. And I just love what's going on and reaching thousands of people. And by way of this webcast and everything, the burden, the vision of your man of God and this church family, yes, we love each and every one of you. So good to be back with friends and pray for the Wests. Church of Champions in Clarksville, Tennessee, yes, is our church. And visit us on the web at churchofchampions.com. Yes, sir. And anybody that's listening tonight, visit us at ShaneWest.com. You can get a free CD sent out to you, From Cocaine to the Calling. Awesome. And so we are just excited about what God's doing. Amen. And had a great phone call earlier before service. We've got some people that we're connected with, and we're trying to get a church van, something that can bring teenagers in the community to the church. And so we've got a lead on a 12-passenger vehicle, and they told me before service that it was $3,500, and $3,500 is a lot, but when you serve a God that owns the cattle on a thousand hills, amen, God can provide. Where God guides, He does provide. Where He gives vision, He also makes provision. Can I get a witness here tonight? So I'm thanking God for it right now. Praising God for the miracle. Praise God. Amen. We're just honored, excited. We've had the privilege of seeing thousands of people touched in the Philippines and in Manila and the United States of America. And pray for Clarksville, Tennessee. This is where God sent me, and I need your prayers. We need your prayers, and maybe we could get y'all to come over and see us sometime. Praise God. Amen. Why don't you stand? Let me get to the word of the Lord and pick up where we left off last night, which if we could pick up where we left off last night, that would be just fine. Amen. Because I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. Oh, you heard me, but you ain't listening tonight. I said, I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. Something about the good Lord's loving. Amen. And I feel His touch here tonight. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, amen, we read from this setting last night, found in the Divine Library of God, Isaiah chapter 6. I'm going to read the first verse of Scripture. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, and He was high and lifted up. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. Amen. Last night I began this series, turning your minuses into pluses. Amen. And I believe we're going to be doing more of that tonight. Last night we talked about when Uzziah dies. And it's already been spoken. The word has gone forth in a testimony service tonight. And it's just a confirmation of what the Lord has given me for this service. Amen. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne. I'd like to carry on with this message, this series, turning your minuses into pluses. And tonight I want to share with you that it's time to look up. It's time to look up. Lay your Bibles down and raise your hands towards heaven and pray with me right now. Father, your word is already anointed. For the next little while, anoint my lips and help me to preach, thus saith the Lord. God, I need you. If I ever did need you, I need you right now. I can't preach right until the Holy Ghost comes. Lord, let the Holy Ghost move on Brother West here tonight. Take this pulpit and charge it with your unction. And more than all of this, God, anoint the ears to hear what the Spirit would say to this people, and I'll be careful to give you the glory and all the praise. And everybody said, in Jesus' name. One more time before you're seated, clap your hands, all your people, and shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah! Look at the one standing next to you before you're seated and say, it's time that we look up. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Amen. I do appreciate this ministry. Amen. You're a man of God. We're going to be shooting some video. Amen. In here tomorrow. Pray for us. I want to, amen, just reach people. Want to reach and touch and connect with people. We read here last night and then again tonight concerning the prophet Isaiah as he records a tragedy, a friend, a man dies. The Bible spoke of Uzziah dying as a leper, and I ministered and I did my best to obey the Spirit of the Lord last night as we talked about, amen, Uzziah dying a leper, being hurt in church, being offended, and the long-reaching effects of him being offended. Jotham, his son, refused to go to church. The Bible said he was a good boy, but he was not a churchgoer. And here comes Ahaz, the grandson, years later. And he shut up the doors of the sanctuary. And you can read in Chronicles how he destroyed the vessels of honor and the vessels of God. Amen. Because he said, if Grandpa got hurt in church and my daddy thought it best not to take me to Sunday school, then there's no sense in there being a church, amen, around this neighborhood. Somebody help me right now. Amen. But oh, the Bible said that in the year that King Uzziah died, Amen. Isaiah said, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, and he was high and lifted up. Come on, somebody. Help the preacher tonight. Amen. I want you to know that I've come tonight with a divine message from heaven that some of us are going to turn minuses into pluses. Some of us are going to turn our tragedies into triumphs here. Amen. Tonight. And I tell you what you do. Amen. Let me share with you where I'm headed here tonight. Amen. You know that leprosy is a type of sin. And you know that, amen, when leprosy dies, when Uzziah dies, we can have revival. When the offenses die, amen, and the critical spirits die, amen, we can have revival. Amen. When the bitter feelings and the hurts and the pains, amen, are put under our feet, we then can experience revival. Somebody say revival. Come on, somebody shout revival. I want you to know, those that are watching this broadcast, I don't know where you're at tonight, don't know who you are, but God can send revival right where you're at. God can send a move of his anointing right where you're at tonight. Amen. I read that Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, there was a lot of minuses. There was a lot of negatives. Amen. But I want somebody under the sound of my voice to know there is a way to turn a minus into a plus. There is a way to go from tragedy to triumph. And I believe God sent me here to tell somebody that you're on the verge of a breakthrough. Amen. You've got better days ahead. Amen. God's going to turn this mess into a message. He's going to turn this test into a testimony. Come on, somebody. Before you can get God's best, you often have to go through, amen, a test. And I believe somebody is getting ready to go to another level here tonight. Amen. Because if we, as the church of the living God, could take all of our minuses and place them on the table, if we could take all of our hurts and all of our pains and just put them out there for the world to see, I want you to notice here tonight, amen, that we could take minuses and turn them into pluses. Amen. There's victory here tonight for the church. There's victory for the child of God that's listening to this broadcast. There's victory here tonight. Somebody shout amen. Come on and give the Lord the best hand clap of praise you can give. I tell you what Isaiah did. Isaiah took all the minuses and he put them out there in front of them. Amen. Isaiah died, and amen, there was a funeral. There was weeping. Oh, somebody's been weeping. Somebody has been engaged in spiritual warfare. Amen. In the greatest battle of your Christian experience. But may I remind you that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Somebody here is getting a wake-up call. Somebody here, I hear an alarm sounding off that joy is about ready to come, because morning is about here for somebody. You've wept and you've lamented and you've cried, you've been hurt. Oh, but joy's coming. Nudge your neighbor and say, joy's coming. Joy's coming. Joy, 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 joy is coming for somebody. Even if you take those minuses and place them out there. Each and every one of us have different minuses and different hurts and different pains and different tragedies. Amen. If you put that minus out there in front of you, you'll see a minus is simply a parallel line. Amen. 2 minus 2 is 0. Amen. 4 minus 4 is 0. But I've come tonight to tell somebody, amen, that a minus can be converted into a plus. And you want to know how you do it? Come here with me right now. I'm getting ready to share a revelation, amen, to somebody. You put those minuses up, Pastor, and you see those parallel lines. Amen. But a minus is easily converted to a plus when you look up and cross it with an upward glance and realize that Jesus Christ is still on the throne. Your God is still on the throne, high and lifted up. And I rose to tell somebody, it's time you look up. It's time that you turn your minuses into pluses with an upward glance to heaven and see that your God is not dead. He's alive. Come on, somebody, clap your hands tonight. Amen. Come on, somebody. Praise God. I like the sound of that microphone a little bit better. Praise God. Ah, somebody said, well, you was getting loud, you know. And, amen. They don't mind it loud at the ball games. They don't mind it loud at the Super Bowl. Come on, somebody. They won't mind it loud at a Jay-Z concert. They don't mind it loud at a Britney Spears concert. Amen. But you can't get too loud, even in church. But I just rose to tell somebody, the Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Why don't you bust out, amen, a fresh praise to your God tonight, because He's still on the throne. He's still high and lifted up. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. I turned my minuses into pluses. I looked up, and God told me to preach to somebody, it's time you look up. It's time you quit looking on your left side and on your right side and behind you in your past, and quit worrying about tomorrow. Amen. We know the one that holds our tomorrows. Look up unto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help is coming tonight. Come on, somebody. Turn some minuses into pluses with an upward glance to heaven. I guess we could say it like this. 2006, we're, amen, entering into the closing days of this calendar year. And 2006 has met Shane West with opposition. 2006 has had a lot of great things, but yet there's been some bad things. Even in the year of 2006, we as a church, reflecting back, could say it like this. In the year that Saddam Hussein was put on trial, found guilty, and sentenced to die, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. In the year that MySpace.com became a phenomenon, oh, I saw the Lord sitting high and lifted up. He has not changed. He has not lost His power. He has not lost His glory. You might as well help me, because the Holy Ghost is. In the year that gas prices and war casualties hit an all-time high, I saw the Lord. In the year of the bird flu scare, I saw the Lord. In the year, amen, that innocent Amish children were slaughtered in an Amish schoolhouse, I still saw the Lord sitting high and lifted up. In the year that Dick Cheney had a shooting accident, amen, and the Duke lacrosse team faced the scandal, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne. In the year with the wiretapping woes and the Sago mine tragedy, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne. In the year of 2006, when the doctor said Shane West had lung cancer, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And I rose to tell somebody, He brought me up and brought me out, and He'll do the same for you tonight. We need to turn our minuses into pluses with an upward glance and realize that our God is still on the throne. Somebody clap your hands. Somebody make. Hallelujah. I'm wondering in the Word of God, amen, when I find a little woman taken right there in the very act, the Bible said, and they threw her at the feet of Jesus Christ, and amen, those around her were ready to condemn her to death. Amen. Bunch of church folks probably. Oh, sure it was. It was religious people. You see, Satan had to use the church to crucify Christ. And that's how he usually operates. He'll use religious people. You might as well help me because the Holy Ghost is. I was sharing with my friend today as we had lunch. Amen. When God sent me to Clarksville, Tennessee, after 16 years of evangelizing with the United Pentecostal Church, amen, gave 16 of my best years, amen, and just celebrated my 40th birthday in July, just turned 40 and evangelized for 16 years. But guess what? When I went to the city of Clarksville, Tennessee, it was a Church of the Nazarene pastor by the name of Pastor Miller that opened up his $2 million church building to allow the Church of Champions to be launched. And while the Nazarene people was helping me, the United Pentecostal Church people was trying to kill me. Oh, you might as well say amen and let me preach. Amen. God uses the church for his glory, and Satan tries to use the church to hinder ministry and impact. But I'm just under the firm belief that God moved years before there was a United Pentecostal Church. I'm just under the firm belief that God's not into denominations and organizations. And I tell you what, there's going to be a whole lot of people surprised when they get to heaven and see others there. You want to know? Have you read and heard about the silence in heaven? Have you ever heard that there's going to be silence in heaven? Well, there is, I believe, about 30 minutes maybe. Amen. Yeah, that's the United Pentecostal Church. If they get there, amen, by the grace of God, they're going to be so surprised, amen, to see others there that they're going to be speechless. Well, you might as well help me preach here tonight. I'm having a good time. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. I tell you what we need. We need to come down with our critical spirits and our judgmental attitudes and our condemning spirits on others. Oh, come on. If there's ever been a time that we need to pray, the time is now. The hour is upon us. Let us seek God for revival. You say, you better behave. They'll take something from you. Well, you can't fire somebody that quit. Come on, somebody.
Come on, brother. Amen. 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 Amen.
In the year that they said I had lung cancer, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. That little woman that was taken in the very act of adultery, that was set up to put her sins on display. Even all those around her, they had sins in their own hearts and in their own lives. You might as well help me because God is. But Jesus, looking down, said, "He that is without sin, cast the first stone." All of a sudden, those men around her and those women, they realized, I think I left some bread in the oven. I got to get back to the house. I got an appointment, you know, about 2:15. I got to get out of here. I ain't got no time to throw no stones. I ain't got no time to be a rock thrower. Oh, and the Bible said when Jesus looked down, she looked up. She turned her minus into a plus with an upward glance, and he said, "Where are your condemners?" And she looked up. She turned her minus into a plus and said, "I don't see anybody." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Come on, somebody. I'm talking about the compassion of Christ. I'm talking about mercy and grace that blows our mind. If you're here, if you're listening to this preach, and you're a sinner, there's the grace of God that's moving for you. Oh, neither do I condemn you. That little woman that had the issue of blood for many years, and she had tried many physicians, and the Bible said she did not get better, but rather she grew worse. Amen. She wanted to go for a second opinion and a third opinion and a fourth opinion and so forth and so on. And when she had lost everything that she had had, amen, when her last dollar was spent, when she got down to nothing, God was up to something. My Lord, I felt that up and down my backbone. When you're down to nothing, maybe it's because God is up to something. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When all hell breaks loose, that's when Jesus breaks in. You heard me, but you ain't listening. Nudge somebody and say, when all hell breaks loose, heaven breaks in. Amen. And the Bible said that she said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I'm not dead yet. As long as I've got a heart beating and blood pumping through my veins, I'm not dead yet. I want to tell somebody that's listening to this broadcast, you're not dead yet. You're not dead. Hey, you might be sick, but this is the sickest you're ever going to be. You might be broke, but this is the brokest you're ever going to be. You might be down, but this is the lowest you're ever going to be, because God's getting ready to turn your sorrow into joy. God's getting ready to turn some things around for you. Oh, somebody help me. Yeah. I want everybody to look behind you. Look behind you. Now look back here. Why don't you say, God, that's the last time I'm looking back. Come on, you ain't helping me like you can. That's the last time I'm looking back. I'm looking forward. I'm looking up. I'm turning my minuses into pluses by looking up. By looking up. My Redeemer lives, and I'm looking up to him. And she pressed through the crowd, and she touched the hem of his garment. And he said, I feel virtue has left. Who touched me? And that little woman, fearing, rose to her feet. I touched you, Lord. And Jesus said, daughter. I like that. You know why I like that, Brother John? Jesus could not call her daughter unless Jesus is the Father. Some of y'all will get that tomorrow. He said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. She turned her minuses into a plus with an upward glance as she reached for the hem of his garment. If somebody here under the sound of my voice would just reach out and touch him as he passes by this tabernacle of praise, you can receive a miracle. You can receive a divine healing from God. You can receive a touch from God Almighty, because God said it was time that we turn our minuses into pluses. I want to give him the best hand clap of praise you can give. Hallelujah. I feel the touch of heaven. Can you raise your hands right now and come on, praise the Lord with me right now. Come on, somebody help me. Somebody help me. Come on, somebody help me praise him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Come on, let's create an atmosphere where the Lord can move with signs and miracles. Come on, I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel the touch of a king here tonight. Oh, Jesus. La boca shakta back.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God is saying it's time to move forward. God is saying it's time, amen, that we look up. Sure, you've had minuses. You've had tragedy in your life. We all have, but it's time we turn our minuses into pluses. By looking up and seeing that God's still on the throne. God has never failed us. God has never let us down. God has never turned his back on us. If anybody's turned their back, it's been we as the church. I remember just days ago weeping and praying in the presence of God. And I was having a pity party. A lot of people like to have those pity parties. I've been guilty of it myself a time or two. And I'm glad that I don't know of any situation here. I'm glad that I don't know of any, you know, I don't even hardly know y'all's name. I'm just up here preaching. I know that I'm seeing things as a pastor that I've never seen before. I evangelized 16 years, and I've been pastoring since September, but I'm just crazy enough, if I was to buy new chairs and somebody was to complain about the empty seats and why the new chairs, I'd ask that person, how much money did they invest in the new chairs? And if you haven't invested any money, you need to shut your mouth. It ain't none of your business. How's that for being politically correct? Amen. It's like the old boy that had a new cement sidewalk brought in and had men and people in the church build that sidewalk. And folks come on Sunday and started criticizing how little crooked and uneven. And so he got up, he said, only people that's allowed to criticize the sidewalk are those of us that showed up to make the sidewalk. Only folks that can really criticize the chairs would be, if there was any criticism, people that helped buy the chairs. Most likely that person that made the comment, you ain't spent a penny on them, so don't worry about it.
That's right. Woo! Amen.
A matter of fact, the Lord just said, if you don't start being faithful with your tithes, you're really in a bad spot.
Yes, sir.
You're really in a bad spot, thus saith the Lord. So you need to guard your mouth. You need to guard your spirit. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Had somebody ask me at the Church of Champions in Clarksville, where did the tithes go? I said, all that's your business is where the church offerings go. And you pay the ministry tithe and you don't worry about it. If you can't trust me with your money, you sure can't trust me with your soul, so why don't you find another church? If you can't trust this man of God with money, how can you trust him with your soul? I'm way more interested in my soul than I am my money. Come on, somebody. Don't ever try to tie the hands of your man of God down. Don't ever try to fetter your man of God. Don't ever try to tie him down where he can't see this vision come to pass. I think the church is doing good. I think the church is looking good. I think we're reaching hundreds and thousands of people even by way of this ministry. Oh, come on, somebody. And you don't need to sit back and criticize everything that's done. So I'm telling the one that made the comment about the empty seats, God said you're robbing him with your tithe.
That's right. I believe that.
Praise God. So I'm glad I don't know who you are, but the Lord does. Amen. Praise God. Well, you could have heard a pin drop right then, couldn't you? Amen. Why don't you turn your minuses into pluses by, amen, giving God what's duly his. I think he's a good God to give us 90% of everything we. You know what I did one time? And I saw the blessings of the Lord. One week I went in to pay tithes and God said, why don't you reverse it? Reverse it. He said, yeah, why don't you keep 10% and give me 90 this week? Oh boy, y'all are quiet now. went over like a pork sandwich at a Jewish wedding. That's what that just did. Yeah, y'all need to pray about something that I saw on the internet. They're saying that there's people that's wanting to get into Congress and even run for presidency that embrace the Muslim faith, that refuse to place their hand on the Bible, but want to put their hand on the Quran. I believe they have failed to realize what country they're a part of. This country is not built on Muslim faith. Even if we as apostolic Pentecostals are going to fight anybody, amen. I do not believe in fighting or you know, I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but I will cry out against the false doctrine of the Muslim faith. Amen. That teaches that Jesus Christ was nothing more than a man that walked, amen, on a shoreline somewhere. I realize that the Word of God is the infallible Word of God Almighty. The only higher power that there truly is Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. Come on, somebody. Come on. And I refuse to bow to the political correctness and the political pressures of allowing a man to place his hand on a Quran. It needs to be the Word of God, what this country is based on. One nation under God, not under Allah, not under Muhammad, but under God, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It is He who we serve. It is He who we love. And it is He who we are in alliance to. Somebody ought to help me preach right now. Amen. Turn your minuses into pluses. Look up. Look up. Look up tonight. I feel the presence of the Lord. Stand to your feet right now. Amen. Raise your hands towards heaven. Amen. If we could sing something right now, I want to pray for you here tonight. If you're sick in body, if you're going through a battle here tonight, I want to pray a prayer of deliverance. I want to lay my hand upon you, believing God for a miracle here tonight. Come on, somebody help me pray. Come on, somebody help me right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, I love you. Father, I speak deliverance to those under the sound of my voice. God, your word said we should bind on earth the things that need to be bound, and in doing so, you'd bind them in heaven. And if we loosed on earth the things that we would need to loose, you'd loose them in heaven. Father, I bind every spirit of sickness. I bind every spirit of infirmity. Those that are watching this webcast, I bind spirits of oppression, and spirits of depression, and spirits of failed marriages, and spirits of disharmony in the family, in a marriage, in a relationship. And I loose the liberty of Jesus Christ and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I loose healing tonight. I loose deliverance tonight in Jesus' name. Come on. Somebody help me right now.
Thank God I am free. Come on, free, free from this world of sin.
I've been washed in the blood.
Been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again.
Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved. By wonderful grace.
To the souls of her, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost be with her and watch over her.
Thank God I am free, free, free,
free. Oh, Jesus.
From this world of sin.
I'm free. Father, I pray for this young man right here. I pray in the name of Jesus that you touch and minister. Somebody help me, praise him. Somebody help me. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody, help me right now. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes. Father, touch and minister right now. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Somebody raise your hands. Somebody praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. La boca, shut up, boca, shut up, boca. Jesus, right now, God, move and touch and minister. Let your ministering spirit, God, move and minister. Anointing of the Holy Ghost right now. Anointing of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Somebody praise the Lord with me. Come, let us worship God. Let us magnify His name.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's sing it. Let's praise.